Shalom, everybody! In this week's Parsha, we hear about a variety of animal korbanos that can and must be brought in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash. We hear, for example, about the korban ola and different kinds in Perek Aleph, and we hear about a chatas in Perek Dalid, and in Perek Gimel, we hear about a korban called a korban shlamim. A korban shlamim is a unique kind of korban because it's not brought because of a sin or because of negligence, but out of complete gratitude to Hashem, or to express one's love for Hashem, or just to get closer to Hashem. In fact, the Ramban Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, says that the name of the korban, a shlamim, comes from the word shalem, complete. He says it's similar to what the Navi Yeshayahu says in Yeshayahu Perek Mem Dalid Pasuk Chafches about Cyrus the king, and the prophecy that Cyrus will enable and build Yerushalayim, and he'll build the Beis HaMikdash. Yeshayahu says about Cyrus, v'chol chefti yashlim. He will fulfill, he'll satisfy everything I want. And the Ramban also quotes a pasuk from Sefer Devarim in Parashas Kisavo. It's in Devarim Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Vav, about the construction of the Mizbeach. The Torah says that the Mizbeach must be built with avanim shlemot, full stones, complete stones, not broken, not half stones, but stones that are shlemot, whole, complete. And that, says the Ramban, is what a korban shlamim is. It's when a person feels that they are complete, that all of their wishes have been fulfilled by Hashem, and they bring a korban out of a sense of shlemus, out of a sense of completeness and fulfillment. That is a korban shlamim. Unkelus, the great Targum Unkelus, he was a convert to Judaism who lived in the days of the Mishnah about 1900 years ago. Unkelus wrote an Aramaic translation of the Torah, which is, of course, not just a translation. Every translation is also a commentary. And Unkelus' translation of the name of the Korban Shlamim is seemingly very strange. Throughout the Torah, whenever the Torah mentions the name of a Korban, Unkelus simply translates it as the same name, but in Aramaic. So, for example, he translates a korban ola as alasa. He translates a mincha as minchasa. He translates a chatas as chatasa. So, when it comes to a shlamim, we would have expected Unkelus to translate it as shalmasa, something like that. But no. Take a look at the first pasuk in Perek Gimel. Unkelus translates shlamim as nichsas kudshaya, which literally means a holy korban. Why? Why does Unkelus call shlamim a holy korban? He should have just called it shalmasa or something like that. Minchasa, chatasa, alasa, shalmasa. Why does he call it nichsas kudshaya, a holy korban? This question is asked by Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda Tenenbaum. He died in 1885, and he was the son-in-law of Rav Mordechai Menachem Mendel Kalish. Rav Kalish was the second Rebbe of Vorka. Vorka is about 60 miles south of Warsaw. The Hasidus of Vorka in general came from Simcha Bun of Pshischa, tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. Anyway, so this Rav Yaakov Yehuda Tenenbaum, who died in 1885, wrote a sefer called Yashresh Yaakov, and it's a sefer on the Chumash with ideas from the Rebbe of Vorka and Hasidus of Vorka in general. And there, in the Yashresh Yaakov, he asks this question regarding the translation of Unkelus for the word Shlamim, and he says the following beautiful idea. We've already said the Ramban's opinion as to why a Korban Shlamim is called a Shlamim, but Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, has a different explanation on the first pasuk in Perek Gimel. Rashi offers two explanations, and in his second explanation, he says that the Korban Shlamim is called a Shlamim because sheyesh behen shalom lamizbeach v'la kohanim v'la be'alim. This kind of korban brings a certain shalom. That's shalom, shlamim. This korban brings shalom because every party involved in the korban gets something. When a person brings a shlamim, that person, the owner of the korban, gets to eat some of the korban, but so do the kohanim who bring the korban, and so does the mizbeach itself. Some of the korban is burned on the mizbeach. So everyone, so to speak, gets something. The Mizbeach, the Kohanim, and the owner of the Korban itself. And that, says the Vorka Rebbe, is the idea behind the translation of Unkelus. A person who brings a Korban because they are comfortable, they're happy, they're satisfied, they're grateful to Hashem for everything they have, and they share that with others, that is truly a nichsas kudshaya, it's a holy korban. And a person who lives their life like that, sharing their comfort with others, that is truly a holy life, a holy person. And we're not only speaking about sharing physical things, of course it does mean that, but it's not limited to that. A person who shares their time with others, their advice with others, their ears and their heart with others, a person who shares their good cheer and optimism and simcha with others, that person is truly holy. Have an amazing day, everyone.